This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number 3. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Aero Precision, there are a few things. I found out today that, for example, their barrels are made by a company called Ballistic Advantage. And they're one of 4 or 5 barrel makers here in the United States, and I couldn't be more thrilled to have that barrel in my 15. I'm not going to call it AR. I call it a BF. my BF 15. So if you want to be like me, then you need to go to AeroPrecisionUSA.com. In a recent interview with the Washington Post, once again, retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, who just can't stay retired and enjoy the August of, he's got a memoir being released. He shows why the conflict over the kind of judge a president appoints is so important. Nixon appointed Stevens, who turned 99 last month, to the U.S. Court of Appeals in 1970, and 5 years later, Ford appointed him to the Supreme Court. The Senate confirmed him to both positions without any opposition. Stevens was the third longest-serving member of the Supreme Court in American history. A judge decides cases by interpreting the law and applying the law to the facts, and can best be evaluated by the process they follow in those tasks. Impartial judges, well, they interpret the law, such as the Constitution or statutes, as written, and apply it without regard for which side wins or which interests might be advanced. Political judges interpret the law as they want it to be and apply it with an eye toward which party might benefit or the impact of their decision. And Stevens, post-interview, made clear which side he's on. He said that the 2008 decision in District of Columbia versus Heller was unquestionably the most clearly incorrect decision that the Supreme Court made during my tenure on the bench. In Heller, they voted 5-4 to embrace the original understanding of the Second Amendment. The original understanding of the Second Amendment. This is what Stevens is saying now. Okay? The original. That amendment, the court said, protects an individual's right to possess a firearm and to use it for traditionally lawful purposes such as self-defense. The problem is not that Stevens thinks that Heller was wrongly decided. He wrote the primary dissenting opinion. No, the most important thing, as it is for every judge in every case, is the basis for his conclusion. And Stevens revealed it in his post-interview. He said, "I think that there's no need for all the guns we have in the country, and if I could get rid of one thing, it would be to get rid of the whole gun climate. It seems to me that we don't have to have this kind of thing in this country, and we should do everything we can to try to change that." And there you have it. So the Heller decision was clearly incorrect, according to Stevens, because it has such disastrous practical effects. fact, he was so driven by the effects, he anticipated that he circulated his dissenting opinion weeks before the majority opinion was finished. In other words, he lobbied his colleagues to do everything we can to get rid of this whole gun climate. But when the Constitution divides government power into three branches, to which does it give the power to decide what kind of climate we want in this country? Which branch has the power to consider the effects of different policies? Now, Stevens and judges like him believe that the answer includes the one branch that the people do not elect. The idea that any five members of the Supreme Court can, as Thomas Jefferson wrote, treat the Constitution like a mere thing of wax, twisting it into the form they need to accomplish their needs, is completely incompatible with the liberty our system of government was designed to provide. This is why the conflict over the appointment of judges is a conflict over the power of judges. Now, Daniel Webster, senator from two states and secretary of state under three presidents, said in 1837 that good intentions will always be pleaded for every assumption of authority. It is hardly too strong to say that the Constitution was made to guard the people against the dangers of good intentions. There are men in all ages who mean to govern well, but they mean to govern. They promise to be good masters, but they mean to be masters. The question becomes, people, whether you want the judges of this country, supreme, appellate, circuit, magistrates, do you want them to be our masters? Now, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Everybody has a right to believe what they want to believe. That's what this country is about. However, the Supreme Court should not be the arbiter of everything that our country is today. It simply should not be, because even in this climate that we're in right now with Trump, he's put two in there. He'll probably put another, if not two more, in there. And yes, it will turn for a while. That is never what we should want, though. We should want completely impartial people who come down on what is right, whether it's convenient or not. Gun rights are human rights. So, of course, they will come down on the side of those because they're human rights. But us sitting around saying, "Well, okay, great, we can now we've got the Senate, we've got the President, so that means we can stack the judiciary." Are you willing to just put up with this the way it is right now in California? The other day, the California DOJ sent a bunch of people out there to go find the source of a really bad article against somebody that was a former prosecutor, I think, there, and they raided his house. At gunpoint, the press. Trump hasn't done that. Obama did that. And now Gavin Newsom and his little group have done it. And, you know, are we willing to say, "Oh, well, you know, California can do that because California can do that"? Yeah, but aren't the Californians Americans too? Are we willing to let that exist here? Probably, and say to ourselves, that'll probably never come over this way. What about when we're gone? What if it comes this way when we're gone? Well, we won't be here to worry about it. Yeah. The founders didn't feel that way. The founders cared about what they left. We should emulate them if we can. Simply because we don't need the judiciary to be our masters. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve, and lift your mood? Relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30, at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or donnagarland@yahoo.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh, yeah. Check those guys out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I've watched, and I'm still trying to get used to this. A lot of the YouTube kids have become podcasters, except they're not necessarily embracing the format the way I do it, which is as a audio, an audio excursion only. They're doing video with it as well. And I was watching an interview of a kid that had written a book. And I can't tell you the name of the title of the book because it has an obscenity on there that we would get everybody on my side of the mic would get in trouble for. So we won't say that. But it was interesting, his preamble leading into this. Because he said, we live in a time now where we're more comfortable than ever. We live longer than we ever have. We're safer than we've ever been. We have more money than we've ever had. This is really a boom time to be alive, and yet everybody is angry. And I thought about that for a minute. I don't mind, for example, going into debt for something that I might want. However, I don't have any student loan debt. I see every time I make a car payment, I can go out there and get in the car and I can remember why I bought the car. And then I know. And it's something I want. And if I get tired of it, I can sell the car. And if I get enough money to pay off the loan, I don't have the loan anymore. But I have an escape out of it. A lot of students nowadays, for example, a lot of young people that seem pretty angry, the ones that are turning to the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's and the Bernie Sanders and everybody wants to get rid of all the college debt, you know, they're graduating from school in some cases with $200,000 in college debt. They owe as much as a house for their four-year degree or their six-year degree or whatever they end up getting. Did you know, if we go back in the Wayback Machine now, that in 1965, for example, I was 4 years old. In 1965, a bag boy at the AMP making $1.25 an hour made enough to pay his way through school, all the way through school. All the way through school. He could work all summer and pay for his three quarters of school. He'd work one quarter. He'd go to school for three quarters. Back then, and we're going to use the University of Tennessee, in September of 1965, a quarter of tuition at the University of Tennessee was $90. And the school year was $270. Now, if we're looking and trying to ascertain why everybody's angry, this is where the irony comes in. Okay? Because all the young people out here today, the ones that are, and I'm not talking about guns particularly here, because the country is going to be going in some direction at some point, and I won't be here to watch it. I won't be here to track it. So it interests me to look at what it might be. Because if it goes socialist, then we all know where the gun rights are going to try to take the gun rights away. So all of these people that are angry right now, that are turning to government to give them the solution, to forgive their debt, they're missing a very important lesson that they didn't get taught about this. And that was, the reason all of this student loan debt exists is because The federal government subsidizes it. And it has, you know, it has exploded. And that's because most of the pressure and incentive to hold down costs that are constantly present in the private sector are not there when the federal government takes over. Recently, I've heard both Elizabeth Warren and Maxine Waters crying their big crocodile tears about outstanding student loan debt being an astounding $1.5 trillion. What they do not seem to realize, or would probably never admit, is that it is their own federal government that has turned millions of young people today into student loan slaves. Now, we as gun owners, we can look at what's happening right now, the NRA, and you can sort of take that model, that template in, and show it working in any sort of format like this. Big leadership always ends up helping a few at the top while hurting or just giving a few crumbs to everyone else. Now, the federal student loan program has been great for college and university loan, you know, administrators and some tenured professors, but it's harmful to a great many students and their families. Before the government and the higher education lobby really started pushing the student loan program, mainly in the 70s and the 80s, college tuition was cheap all over the country. Steny Hoyer said that tuition at the University of Maryland was $87 a semester when he started there in the 60s. A few years ago, there was a column in the Washington Post that said college tuition had gone up 4.5 times the rate of inflation since 1985. So, in other words, tuition would be 450% cheaper if we had simply left the government out of it. It's a joke, you know, a big joke is be careful when a bureaucrat, a politician tells you, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. That's not a joke. Now, universities have been saying for a long time, don't worry about these tuition increases. We'll just help you get a loan. We need to get out of that business. We need to stop making that a requirement somehow. And, you know, if you want to make college really expensive, I mean, just make it free. Then the cost will really go through the roof. So, food for your thought, if you will be so, you know. I know the left never understands that, but that's beside the point. You do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addresses energy workers in Louisiana on Tuesday to promote his administration's energy policy. The president claimed the Green New Deal would put energy workers out of a job.
And now they talk about the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal. Everybody go home. You just lost your jobs. The Green New Deal is, that's a hoax like the hoax I just went through. I'm not even sure. It might be a bigger one. And mine was pretty big. Mine was unlimited. Think of it, the Green New Deal. Under that deal, I didn't have this. This isn't down. But John Kennedy, Bill, under that deal, everybody in this room gets fired.
At least 17 people are hurt in a crash involving a school bus in North Carolina. Video shows a Head Start bus being overturned on a highway about 40 miles east of Charlotte. And Donald Trump Jr. agrees to testify in front of the Senate in mid-June. The scope of the questions, though, is limited to five topics. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Carrying pistols concealed in public as you go about your daily business is very serious business. A careless moment that inadvertently exposes an otherwise concealed pistol may garner the unwanted attention of a nearby criminal who is eager to take that gun from you forcibly, or the attention of a snoopy bystander who is keen to report you to the police. Either way, there's no happy outcome. It's very unlikely. Last week in Maryland, a 50-ish man, a retired state corrections officer who was legally carrying a concealed pistol in the waiting area of a medical facility in the middle of the afternoon, was forcefully confronted by local police. Without warning, he was grabbed by responding officers and thrown to the floor and restrained. After viewing his ID, including his state-issued CCW license, and interviewing bystanders, the officers released him, apologized, and departed without further incident. The man was not taken into custody or charged with any crime. The man involved has subsequently threatened to sue police in the town where the incident took place, but his injuries do not appear to be more than superficial. But here's the critical learning point. Man with a gun calls to police can become greatly exaggerated as they are relayed from the complainants through the system and ultimately to the officers who respond to the call. And on their way to the call, the police officer gets to think about where he's going. I want you to consider that. He gets to think about, I'm going to a man with a gun call. And he's probably thinking, I'm married, I have children, I have this, I am that, I'm young, I'm old, I've been doing this for a day, I've been doing this all my life. All kinds of things get to cross over into their head on their way to the man with a gun call. Now, in this particular case, a woman who was also in the waiting room noticed at least part of the man's, quote, concealed, end quote, pistol inadvertently exposed as a man walked to a restroom. The woman nervously informed the receptionist, who in turn quietly called the police. By the time the information was retranslated to responding officers, it had metastasized to a crazy man threatening others with a gun. And that's what triggered the officer's aggressive response. The man in question, of course, didn't do that. And this kind of story inflation is not uncommon, mainly when guns are involved. Our inherently dishonest, sensation-oriented, hyperventilating, gun-phobic media is responsible for a whole bunch of this. Now, knowing this, it is imperative for you as an operator who routinely goes armed, understand and acknowledge the criticality of selecting legitimate concealment methods that takes away that unhappy narrative that I just told you about. Concealed pistols need to be continually out of sight and out of the conversation. And a casual approach to this issue is going to be, it's going to yield a very unhappy outcome. Now, I've talked about this other part before, gun safety. Here's a quote from a student and veteran of fighting in Bosnia. During the Bosnian War, 1992 to 1995, when you didn't own guns, you were literally dead. And many learned that painful lesson the hard way. One of the new code words among the gun grabbers is gun safety. That's the deliberately deceptive code word for the forced elimination of private ownership of guns here in the United States. And the Democrats / socialists, instead of frankly talking about outright gun confiscation, which is their real agenda, now dishonestly camouflage their true intent with this misleading babble about gun safety. And to them, the only good gun is a sterile gun. Socialists insist that all privately owned guns be perfectly safe all the time, because the only legitimate use for guns is recreation, and recreation is never critically important. So the serious use of guns, they never talk about, which is what you as a concealed carrier do. You're using guns seriously. Many in the American gun-owning community have gullibly, foolishly bought into this whole safe gun prevarication. But Jeff Cooper used to say this, and we need to continually remind each other that guns that are perfectly safe are by definition perfectly useless. Guns are integral to an endless variety of non-serious recreational activities, no doubt about it. Each brags of a veritable army of enthusiastic devotees, and each one challenges the legitimacy of any one of their quaint hobbies will be in for the deluge of acid, self-righteous refutation. I get that. And the preservation of our Second Amendment surely depends upon their continued status as American gun owners and gun enthusiasts, regardless of the reason. But the real danger is that American gun owners and assorted gun enthusiasts will be persuaded that guns they keep must be sterile or inaccessible until the moment their planned use is at hand. So when they can thus describe your guns as otherwise useless, then taking them from you becomes progressively easier for them to justify. Because your sterile guns are no more critical to your well-being than a tennis racket or a golf club. Now, as an operator, and I like using that term, as an operator, you know that terms like safety, like fairness, is a relative term. The more safe a gun is, the less ready. The more ready, the less safe. Operators always endeavor to find a reasonable compromise rather than retreat from one extreme or another. Legitimate self-defense via gunfire when necessary is at the heart of the Second Amendment. Defense of oneself, defense of your family, and of your nation. So, since we can't predict when lethal threats will suddenly appear, a reasonable state of readiness of our guns is, in fact, critical to our well-being, and thus cannot be casually regulated out of existence, as they sincerely want to do on the socialist side. Our Second Amendment was not carefully, courageously included in our Bill of Rights so that future generations of Americans could occasionally participate in some quaint pistol matches or go duck hunting. That's what, you know, we must never forget the real reason for our Second Amendment. And we have to jealously protect it from all enemies. And, yes, it is unfortunate. From all enemies, foreign and domestic. So, don't listen to the socialists. A safe gun is a useless gun. All of these safe storage laws, that will move on to something else. That will move on to rendering, taking them apart or keeping ammo away, something like that. Don't let them be useless. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I, you know, indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I made reference to a study that just came out about shooting victims. That's coming out of the University of Washington. They recently posted it. And the study stems from an understanding that those who are wounded by a firearm are more likely to be shot again. The researchers are looking for a way to change that statistic. And some could call this important, useful research. But I'm digressing here. Because a lot of it just starts out with some really bad suppositions. So let's get into it. It starts out in the publication. It starts out in 1993. A CDC study published in the New England Journal of Medicine concluded that rather than conferring protection, as many gun advocates suggest, guns kept in the home are associated with an increase in the risk of homicide by a family member or intimate acquaintance. The NRA accused the Centers for Disease Control of being biased about guns, calling the recent increase in firearm violence research as anti-gun propaganda. The NRA proceeded to call for a complete shutdown of the CDC's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control. They remained standing, but the NRA didn't stop there and began lobbying Congress to end funding for gun violence studies. In 1996, the Dickey Amendment was born. Named after an Arkansas senator, the bill stated that no funds could be used to advocate or promote gun control. While this provision was not a clear ban on all research, the $2.6 million that the CDC originally allotted to use toward firearm research was redirected to traumatic brain injury research instead, virtually halting almost all research being done on firearm violence on a federal level. For context, a recent study puts the amount that the United States spends on treating gun wounds annually at $2.8 billion, 1,000 times the original amount of research funding. On top of a partial ban of research funding, gun violence research is further hampered by the Tyrant Amendment, which prohibits the ATF from releasing firearm trace data to members of the public, including those in academia. With minimal funding and data to work with, firearm injury research has become next to impossible. There's a lot of things wrong with that. Those first four paragraphs. But the first four paragraphs don't bear a lot of relevance to the study itself either. So in other words, it's just their bias on display. But the research is attempting to do something important. So, it goes on. Compared to other hospitalized patients, we found that those individuals who were shot and released from the hospital were 21 times more likely to get shot again. From this, a clear need for a solution arose, and helping individuals with firearm injuries known as HIFI was created. HIFI is an ongoing study conducted by UW researchers at Harborview Medical Center, which aims to test the effectiveness of intervention on the overall well-being and health of gun violence victims. Once the intervention participant is identified, researchers work with them to identify a goal in their life that will help them with their personal lives. They stress the autonomy patients have in making their decisions. They don't set goals for them. Participants choose for themselves. They note that it can be anything that the patient wants, from learning to play the guitar to combating substance abuse. They seem to claim that it's all about helping people learn how to utilize community resources in the first place, which I guess they think will help them change their lives or something. However, something is being suggested in this research that they're not talking about at UW. In particular, the individual's lifestyle choices have a major impact on whether or not they're the victims of gun violence. Now, you and I, normal people, our biggest worry in violence is that somebody wants our wallet, or worse. But the truth is that most people who face violent encounters live a very violent lifestyle, in particular, gang members from the inner city streets. And this is where this high recidivism rate for gunshot wound victims comes up. They're living criminal lives that bring them into conflict with other violent criminals. And when that happens, people get shot. When they survive and then return to the streets, they go back to the same lifestyle. They continue down the same path. So why would we be surprised if they end up with the same result yet again? Now, to be sure, not everyone who gets shot is necessarily a gangbanger. There are far too many people who get shot sometimes multiple times because they live in a bad neighborhood. They get sick living in a bad environment and can't get out, but because violence is all around them, they're eventually going to be impacted by it. And while this research sounds interesting, it touches on something more relevant. That lifestyle has a significant impact on your odds of being shot. And even their bias couldn't hide that part of it. Before we go, you know, I get really sick of the gun control crowd. Especially how they latch on to every rampage killing, spouting off how we need gun control. Before we even know the details. None of this matters to them. There's a shooting, and that means we need to ban assault weapons, even if the killer used a handgun. We need universal background checks, even if the killer stole his gun or purchased it with a background check from a gun store. And we've been witnessing the backlash. The STEM school Highlands Ranch, the kids there are talking about it, you know. From there we get this footage of what happened next has since gone viral as hundreds of grieving STEM students, parents, and community members stormed out of the event in protest, calling it a political stunt. BuzzFeed News spoke to seven STEM students who walked out of the vigil about their reaction to it and what they want to see come out of their school's tragedy. Students still in mourning said they want to see change to prevent another senseless attack, but aren't ready to join the debate. They don't want to be used as props. And above all, they just want to remember Kendrick Castillo. We're not like other victims where we just want to immediately go out and start campaigning. We just want to mourn Kendrick and share his life and share his sacrifice. And you know what? That's not unreasonable. In the immediate aftermath of losing someone you care about in an incident like this, the last thing you care about is politics. But that's what they push immediately. And Parkland High School Father Andrew Pollack says Democrats use school shootings as an opportunity to push more gun control. I've been saying this for a while. They're always looking for a reason. If it costs the lives of a few kids, big deal. We need the reason to push for more gun control. Mr. Pollack said to them, my daughter's murder was just an opportunity to promote their gun control agenda. We protect airports, we protect concerts, stadiums, embassies, the Department of Education that I walked in today that has a security guard in the elevator. How do you think that makes me feel? In the elevator, they have a security guard. But he also said that he doesn't think the Democrat politicians take protecting schools as seriously, that they instead are reactionary, using the school shootings as justification for more gun laws. And he's right. He's absolutely right. So, like I said, these kids may turn into gun grabbers later, but right now I'm with them. We'll be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.